The shows stream live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburk.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. It is so interesting how every single day we learn new things about our good health, or about our failing health, if you will. We need to know that there are things that we can do, there are complements and alternatives available, and many of them are as easy and as close as your quality health food store. We want to make sure that we have the get up and go to start focusing on our own health. The hardest part is figuring out where to get started. Today we live in a world of information coming from every different direction. But the problem is we don't know what information is good quality, what information is true to form, how much of it is misinformation, and this is where the confusion comes in. Because human nature, meaning wanting to hear what we want to hear, is always going to be very visible. And we have a tendency to sometimes search out the things that kind of correspond with our own philosophies. That's good, but we need to remember that sometimes what we hear and what we really need to do may not be exactly what we're looking for. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry and always talking about the relevant topics for today's world. The things we should talk about, the things we need to talk about, and of course, many times the things we don't talk enough about. Continuing with that, I sent you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know that Stay Healthy is Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer? Did you know they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley? And did you know that they are a full-service store with the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the best of the best products in every department from the companies that think of us, the consumer, first? The companies that take the time to make sure that they are putting quality products in the marketplace, because those are the lines, the only lines, that Stay Healthy will carry. They're there to have conversations, dialogues, answer your questions, and maybe just get you headed in a quality, healthier direction. Make Stay Healthy Health Food Store your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Stay Healthy, you'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their new webpage. You're going to really like it. They've done a beautiful job on it. It's StayHealthyLasVegas.com. Now, when you get there, print yourself a coupon to use on your next visit to the store. You can also leave your email address and start getting future newsletters, which are really great. I love them. I love mine. I get a lot of good information out of it. And, of course, you know, do some, you know, pleasurable research while you're there. You might be able to answer some of your own questions right there with that knee-deep amount of great quality information at your fingertips. On top of that, make sure that you give them a thumbs up on Facebook to stay connected with them every single day. A new service that they're now offering, send your email to contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com, and you can send them your order, and when you get to the store, the order will be ready for you. Convenience and just another great plus from Stay Healthy. Well, today we're going to be talking with Neil Levin, and if you have ever had the pleasure to talk with Neil before or in person or hear him or read any of his works, you're going to really, really enjoy this. Neil is the Senior Nutrition Education Manager at Product Formulator for Now Foods. A longtime natural products retailer, Neil is a board-certified clinical nutritionist, a founder and officer of the American Nutrition Association, is a director of the Mid-American Health Organization, and serves on the International and American Associations of Clinical Nutritionists Clinical Nutrition Certification Board. Neil also works with the American Herbal Products Association as a former technical advisor to the Non-GMO Project. Neil is a recipient of the Natural Products Association Industry Champion Award, given to people who have made notable individual contributions to the natural products industry above and beyond what is expected to achieve commercial success. So this would be great information for you today. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Neil, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How's the weather in your world?
Oh, it's okay. We're slightly above freezing. The snow is turning to ice as it melts, which is interesting. And another snowstorm expected tomorrow night.
Well, we don't have snow, but we're cold, and all of us have really thin blood out here. So it goes down to the 30s and 40s, and, you know, we think this is it. We're going.
Yeah, we're cycling kind of above and below freezing during the day and then at night going below. So it melts a bit and then freezes and, you know.
Well, I know we're going to be talking about the immune system today, but I thought while I had you, we would talk about flu and also about the coronavirus, because I really would like to have your take on this and you know, and kind of feel what you think about the fear factor. Should we be worried? Should we be concerned? Of course, we need to be working on our own individual healthy environment. But what do you think about this going on right now, and what is your take on this coronavirus?
Well, we're taking it fairly seriously. I'm actually not allowed to go to the office for 2 weeks because I was recently in Iceland addressing the Icelandic Medical Association about probiotics less than two weeks ago. And because of that, the company does not want me, because I went through airports, coming into the office for at least 2 weeks to avoid potentially contaminating any of my coworkers, which, you know, I guess is reasonable if you think this is a serious issue, which my boss is actually a virologist and a microbiologist and understands these things, and he's taking it pretty seriously. So I'm actually working from home now.
Wow.
To not potentially spread anything from the airport. You know, obviously, there's probably nothing going on in Iceland related to China, but going through airports, there's a potential at least. So they just want to be super cautious. And problem is there's no real treatment for viruses. And this is pretty well known in the medical community for the Centers for Disease Control that they do not have a good treatment. Treatments for any kind of virus is limited to symptomatic treatments. And even things like Tamiflu that we hear about or similar type drugs, there's no good evidence that they actually work. The government is spending billions of dollars a year stockpiling them so they have something to do besides telling us to wash our hands and cover our nose and mouth with a tissue if we cough or sneeze, make sure and throw the tissue in the trash, use alcohol-based hand cleaners, and avoid contact with sick people. Those are actually the guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control. They do not have an effective treatment. So what they're doing is telling us to be careful, telling us to avoid spreading the infection, but they can't stop us from necessarily contacting it or from succumbing to it if we have a weak immune system. And that's where nutrition comes in. Nutrition has a key role in how well our immune system works and how we can defend ourselves from these viruses, even though the medical community doesn't really have an effective treatment. We have a way to prevent it by having a strong immune system, and nutrients are definitely a part of this, and that's been well known for about 100 years, the role of nutrition in immunity, and that goes back to measles and various other illnesses that are kind of coming back a little now. Even people who are vaccinated are getting measles, indicating that there's vaccine-resistant mutations or the vaccines aren't working or something. Unfortunately, they don't tend to research the vaccines very well to fine-tune them because they don't want to scare us away from getting the vaccines because, you know, they tell us vaccines are going to save us. Well, vaccines, for example, they don't have a vaccine against coronavirus. They do have vaccines against certain seasonal flus, but they have to predict them months ahead of time to incubate the vaccines. And the average rate of success, even against the seasonal flu in the fall, winter, spring, is only roughly 50% effective if you are vaccinated. So getting vaccinated does not necessarily give you protection. The only thing that can give you protection is your own immune system. And the immune system is nutrient dependent.
You know, as I listen to you right now, it seems like, you know, we don't have a lot that we can do on our side, but I think we have to rely on the conditioning and the building of our own individual environments, and that's a big undertaking because that's the thing we should be doing every day anyway, you know, getting our rest and eating good quality food and hydrating our body and managing our stress. Are those still the leading things we should be doing?
Yes, besides having adequate nutrients so that our body mm-hmm. can resist any kind of organism that's coming in, there are issues like getting enough sleep and stress, and you know those are important factors as well. You know, I'm a nutritionist. Mm-hmm. I focus on the nutrient aspect of it. But, of course, getting the rest, reducing stress, giving the body as much power as it can have to fight these things is part of what we need. But it's also important to nourish ourselves. Lack of nutrients is associated with increased susceptibility to infections, disease, microbes. The measles thing has been known, as I mentioned, for 100 years. People who are malnourished have an impaired immune response and an increased severity and susceptibility to the disease. So we're looking at an immune response is impaired in the host, in the person, who is nutritionally deficient. But the viral organism itself is affected. It notices if you are deficient in nutrients, and it attacks you more severely. This is the old culling of the herd type scenario, where the weak and the sick are preyed on by predators. And the same thing's happening with viruses in our body. If it senses you are weak because you're lacking certain nutrients, then it's going to pounce and become more aggressive. And this is not something we want to happen in our bodies. We want these things to be mild and easily contained by the immune system and something we can deal with.
Is age a factor with this right now? I mean, are the elderly or and the younger folks, are they more apt to, if in contact, and it does happen that they do come in contact with this, is it the same kind of thing as the regular seasonal flu where people that are in the geriatric category and younger individuals more apt to catch it?
Yes, but for the same reasons. The very young have an immune system that may not be fully developed. Mm-hmm. They might not be eating well in the, you know, we're talking about infants and very young children. They're exposed to more things. Their immune system is developing its capabilities by being challenged. And if it's challenged with something too strong, that's not such a good thing. And if they're not prepared and nourished to the point where they can have an effective immune response and be able to contain whatever's happening, that's a problem. And again, for the elderly, a lot of them are somewhat malnourished. They have impaired immune systems. Their bodies may be weak as they age. The closer to the end of our life we are, the less effective our systems are going to be in our body, and that includes the immune system. And a lot of people who are especially institutionalized or living at home and not eating well, not eating regular meals, not eating fresh meals, not making sure they get all the nutrients, not taking a multivitamin is one strategy. If they lack the basic nutrients, they're not going to be able to mount an effective defense in their own bodies. And those are the people who tend to succumb to seasonal flus as well. The very young, the very old, the weak, the sick, they're the most common victims of these things. And we certainly don't want that to happen. And we do encourage people to take multivitamins, to eat well, to reduce stress, to get sleep, and to do these hygienic-type practices such as don't cough and sneeze on people, wash your hands. So if you are touching your face, you're not spreading something that you were exposed to. And we're seeing people in airports and places like that wearing the face masks and trying to avoid inhaling these things. Now, that said, you have to change them frequently. They have to make a good seal against the face. The cheap ones are not necessarily super effective. And the more you take them on and off and touch them with your hands, the more contaminated they can get from the environment. So these are all considerations. Trying to protect yourself by physically separating yourself from sources of microbes and infections is a good idea, but also you need the internal defenses. You need the nutrients.
You know, last week I was in the airport and there was a tour group. And it was either Japan or Korean or Chinese. I'm not really sure. I'm pretty sure it was a Chinese group. And they were all in their one area over there. And one of their people that were in charge were actually going person to person, taking their temperatures. And we were kind of farther down the way, but there was about 200 of them there. And I had like an hour layover, so during that time, they went around the entire group two or three times checking temperatures. So I don't know where they were coming from, or where they were going to. I was just kind of watching it from down the hall, if you will.
Well, I mean, the problem is the incubation period could be 4 to 7 days. You could technically be exposed and take up to 2 weeks to show symptoms. You could be a carrier that doesn't show symptoms. So there's all these scenarios where someone could spread the disease that, if they're checking the temperature and it's high, maybe they've already been exposed, they already have it. They're a little farther along the progression. But just because they don't have a fever doesn't necessarily mean they're safe. When they're bringing people back to this country from that area in China and isolating them at certain airports and sending them to military bases for testing, they're actually doing blood tests and they're looking for specific organisms. So, this is something that, is not necessarily going to be done at your doctor's office or someplace like that, but, it's making sure that even if they're asymptomatic, even if they're not feverish or showing obvious signs, they're making sure they're not a carrier and bringing it into this country, which is probably appropriate considering the risk.
I think one thing that we have to remember is that, I heard from one of my customers and her son was in Wuhan China, and they brought him back. He was over there for work. And she says that when he gets back, I guess he's in the process of coming back, that they are being quarantined for 3 weeks. And anybody coming from there, as they come into the United States, they are quarantining them, I guess, to make sure. Do you think that's a good idea?
It probably is a good idea. You don't want that mm-hmm. thing spreading because there's nothing to control it other than our own level of immune protection and any physical steps we make to be hygienic. If you're in a grocery store or an airport or some public place, casino here in Las Vegas, and there's people from all over the world there, and they're coughing and sneezing and touching things, how do you know you don't have a risk? And mm-hmm. Especially when they can take temperature and it doesn't show whether somebody has been exposed or not. It just shows if they've already succumbed to it or not. So, being cautious, I don't object to our company's policy, for example, making me stay home for 2 weeks. I didn't think Iceland was a particularly risky area to come from, considering it's halfway around the world from China. And the plane I'm on just goes back and forth from Chicago to Iceland. It's not going all over the world or anything. But, you never know where someone's going to be coming from and transferring and walking through even O'Hare Airport. There's people from other planes getting off and walking in the same hallway, and then we're waiting for our rides in the same area. Could be an exposure.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the alibiotic. This product, Marge wanted us to mention this, and then we want to talk about more products in the Now Foods line that will keep us and keep our immune systems a little stronger, because we're still in the regular flu season as well.
Well, there's several things that we have to look for in terms of immunity. One is our gut bacteria. Probiotics are a key part of our immune system. We rely on these organisms living in our system and helping us. So, all these microbes coming in are not necessarily bad. There are good microbes that we need. And some of them are the probiotic bacteria, the acidophilus, people have heard of that. And there's also botanicals. And the way botanicals work, a lot of them work like black elderberry, works by providing protection against oxidative stress and modulating the way inflammation works in the immune system, because inflammation and oxidation are tools of the immune system. And things that help us control them means that we don't over-respond to something where we become uncomfortable because of an overexpression of oxidation or inflammation used as tools and weapons by the immune system. They have to be controlled. And so there's products such as the black elderberry that are used to prevent oxidative stress. And the oxidative stress has been identified specifically as one of the ways that the invasive organisms recognize our immune capabilities and either ramp up or settle down their aggressiveness based on sensing the level of oxidative stress in a person. That is believed to be the key signal to these viruses and other invasive organisms, whether to be more aggressive because they sense weakness, or to be less aggressive because why bother? They have a strong immune system. So alibiotic is one of those products that can be used to bolster defenses. It's an herbal combination. It's formulated to support our immune system's health. It has a special kind of garlic extract containing a substance called allicin. And allicin is a gas that's produced when garlic is damaged. Imagine that an animal digging it up and scratching it causes a wound to a garlic bulb. or you're digging it up and you scratch it with a shovel, anything like that. It releases this gas to sterilize the surface, the area. It's called allicin. It only lasts a few seconds. Now, there's a couple companies that have patented methods of capturing this allicin by actually crushing garlic underwater and collecting the gas and drying it and forming a dry, stable allicin. And so regular garlic is great. I know Kyolic and those kind of brands, you know, they make good products, but they're aged garlics and they don't contain any allicin. They're good for immune and cardiovascular. They do not contain this component that actually helps sterilize, that is antiseptic. And so putting allicin in a formula is a way to enhance the immune system, to give them another tool. So what we've combined, the garlic extract, the elderberry extract, 50-to-1 concentrate, there's a lot in here, olive leaf extract, which is another source of antioxidants, oxidative stress, oregano oil, oil of oregano. We have the immune enhancer trademarked ingredient from the larch tree. It's an arabinogalactan. It's a prebiotic fiber as well. And rosemary oil, which is another well-known product that's used as a preservative, an antioxidant-type preservative in a lot of foods and formulas. And so we've combined all this in an enteric-coated soft gel capsule. It's a unique product, and it's going to give you the benefits of fighting oxidative stress, giving you this unique kind of garlic extract that's different from regular garlic extracts. And it actually inhibits the attachments of viruses to cells, because viruses are little packets of DNA that inject themselves into cells. They actually use viruses to inject genes in some of the techniques for genetic modification, for GMOs. They actually use viruses as an injection technique for the genes. So you don't tend to have as much injection of viral DNA into cells when the cells have enough antioxidants, if they're fighting and they don't have the oxidative stress. And this formula will help with that, as well as providing these oregano oil and garlic extract that are well known to help immunity.
So I'll tell you what, let's take our break, and when we come back, I have some questions, and I've had a few that have come in as well, because I think a lot of people are a little bit nervous. We're talking with Neil Levin today. It's Now Foods. Remember, all the products from Now Foods available at Stay Healthy. You'll see them all over the store in every category. A quick break. We'll be right back with Neil.
Saying that omega-3 is important for your health is like saying that Vegas is hot in July. Since the 1970s, researchers have been learning more and more about the extensive health benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, including those found naturally in fish oil. But with so many formulas available, choosing one that meets your exact health needs can be an agonizing task. Fortunately, it doesn't have to be. Since 1968, Now Foods has remained one of the nation's most trusted providers of high-quality natural fish oil and omega-3 supplements. Now's omega-3 selection includes over 20 innovative formulas, including a diverse selection of fish oil products and combination formulas, available in a variety of soft gels, liquids, chewables, lozenges, kid formulas, and more. And if you follow a vegetarian or vegan diet, no worries. Now offers one of the best selection of vegetarian fatty acid supplements from flax, super primrose, and a number of other plant-based sources. If reading dozens of labels and staring at bottle after bottle has left you in a sea of fish oil supplements, do what other Las Vegas health enthusiasts have done. Stop by Stay Healthy and look for Now Foods award-winning fish oil supplements in the bright orange bottle. Stay Healthy stocks a complete selection of Now's natural health products with friendly, knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions. That's Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center. If you're like most of our listeners, vitamins, dietary supplements, and other natural products play a big part in your healthy lifestyle. But with the economy still on the rebound, many people have been forced to cut back on their health product purchases. But we're going to let you in on a little secret. You don't have to. Since 1968, Now Foods has been offering the highest quality natural health products, dietary supplements, personal care products, and sports supplements at 20 to 30% less than what some companies charge for similar products. Wow, 30%? So how do they do it? It's simple. Now believes that everyone, rich or poor, should have access to the best natural health products. They buy in bulk, manufacture, and test all products in-house, and pass the savings on to you. With over 1,500 natural products, Now offers the industry's largest selection of vitamins, dietary supplements, sports nutrition, health food, and natural cosmetic products. Here's the best part, friends. Now's low prices allowed you to afford more of the products you take. Don't waste another hard-earned dollar on health products that are overpriced, overhyped, or low in quality. Do what so many have done. Before you buy another vitamin or dietary supplement, look for Now's line of award-winning products in the bright orange bottle. You'll find them at Stay Healthy, Las Vegas' most trusted center for natural health products, located at 840 South Rancho in the Rancho Town and Country Center, on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. Okay, so it's well known that vitamin D is important for strong bones and healthy teeth. But now researchers are coming forward and saying that the sunshine vitamin could be even better than we all once thought. Recent studies have been reporting that vitamin D, in addition to its role in bone health, is essential for immune system function, cardiovascular health, nervous system and cellular activity, pain management, muscle tone, digestive function. The list goes on and on. Sounds great, right? The bad news is, as much as 70% of the U.S. population may be deficient in vitamin D. 70%. The good news is that now there's something you can do about it. If you eat a restricted diet, avoid the sun, or use high SPF sunscreen, getting the vitamin D you need couldn't be easier. And when it comes to natural vitamin D, no one can match Now Foods' combination of quality, value, and selection. Now's award-winning vitamin D line contains a wide selection of formulas with potencies ranging from 400 IU all the way up to their 5,000 IU ultra potency formula. Now Foods uses only the most select natural ingredients, manufactures and tests all products in-house, and sells them at the industry's best prices. Think vitamin D might be right for you? Stop in and talk to one of the nutrition experts at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho, in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. They'll tell you everything you need to know about vitamin D and help you find the formula that's best for you.
All right, we're back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And you know what? Feel more comfortable about your supplementation. Feel more comfortable about talking to people about great quality products. And feel more comfortable knowing that you're picking the highest quality products from a company that really takes the time to carry only the best of the best. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, call them. If you have questions, come in and see them, visit them, get to know them, have conversations. You're going to love the folks at Stay Healthy. And email them at contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com. Email your order, and it'll be ready when you arrive at the store. Today we're talking with Neil Levin, representing Now Foods, and we're talking about all the wonderful things that are recommended for keeping us strong and working maybe to keep our immune system a little bit more well-tuned. And, of course, Neil, of course, has been talking about the basics, diet and exercise and sleep and all those good things. But today we're talking about the products that we can utilize. Now, we've been talking about the allobiotic. Neil, somebody just asked if they can use this product every single day.
Yes, you can. It's interesting because people are sometimes worried about probiotic bacteria, the good bacteria, and how products like this would affect it. And for some reason, the cell walls of probiotics are different from the cell walls of things like viruses, because viruses are designed to be very small and inject a little packet of DNA into cells. And the probiotics are actually somewhat robust. In fact, I've seen studies that probiotics, if you keep taking them during the time you're taking an antibiotic, that you can actually maintain pretty good levels of probiotics in the body and not kill them all off with the antibiotics. That it's recommended, actually, not to stop taking probiotics while you're taking antibiotics, because you want to maintain that population. And apparently that works, because they do stool studies where they're looking at the counts of how much of the organisms are surviving the antibiotics, and a lot more survive with in the probiotics. Even if you don't take the probiotics, you still might have half as much of the probiotics remaining after the course of antibiotics is done. But if you can continue taking probiotics throughout, you can maintain good levels in the body, and you prevent opportunistic infections from occurring. Things like Candida would be a classic example, but there's other things. You know, we always have E. coli and Salmonella and all these kind of things exposed in our bodies, and our immune system can normally handle very small amounts. When our immune system's weak and the number of these increases dramatically, that's when we start having the problems. So maintaining good probiotics is key, and it turns out that things like oil of oregano and this garlic does not tend to kill off the probiotic bacteria. Like, it gets rid of some of these undesirable things. Their cell walls are just somehow different, where it doesn't affect them as much.
Okay. Here's a question for you that you might want to answer. Is it okay for younger adults to use some of these products that we may be talking about for our immune system, or are younger folks, and what's the cutoff for children versus young adults and older age individuals? Or can we work the same way? Of course, I think children are going to probably have to go a different way. Maybe elderberry for the children?
Yeah, elderberry, vitamin C, multivitamins, those are typically the kind of strategies we recommend for children. Zinc lozenges. For adults, we have a more comprehensive supply of products to offer. And one of the reasons for that is there simply are not a lot of safety studies on these products in children. They're not labeled for children's use. The dosing is not considerate of different body size or different metabolism in children. So because of the lack of studies in many cases, we don't have that kind of data. Now, probiotics are another area where we do have dosing for children, and we know it's safe for children on some of our formulas. So, you know, if you let the label be your guide. Some of them will say for adult use only. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to be safe for children. It just means we don't know, or we haven't put the information on the label that to appropriately dose it for people of different sizes and ages. So, you know, there are other considerations there as well. So, in general, we're looking at a broader spectrum of options for adults than children, simply because we know more about how these things work.
Okay, here's a better question for you. Someone just chimed in and she said, if I add one of these immune kind of boosting formulas, can I add it in along with my regular routine of supplements?
Absolutely. There's no reason not to. I mean, some of these will have zinc, and the one thing to be concerned about is if you're getting above, say, 60 milligrams of zinc a day, you have to worry about not having adequate copper to balance it. And you know, there's copper ratio. People have different ideas of that. If you get a multivitamin and you're getting a milligram or two of copper, you're going to be okay. And you're not going to be provoking a copper deficiency by overdoing the zinc. If you're doing the zinc for a few days at higher amounts, it probably is not going to throw you off balance that much compared to doing it every day all year long at very high levels. What are high levels? Safe upper limit is considered on zinc 40 milligrams a day in general. For short term, you can go higher. If you're going above 60, you definitely want to make sure you have some source of copper to balance it. A multivitamin would be great. Sometimes a multimineral will have copper. If you're eating copper-rich food, which are typically meats, copper and iron kind of go together in foods, and they compete for absorption, by the way. So if you have a vegetarian diet, you're likely to be low in iron and zinc. And if you have a heavy red meat diet, then you probably have plenty of zinc and copper.
You know, I have a weird question for you. I have friends that are vegetarians that never get sick. I have friends that eat all the garbage in the world and never get sick. And then I have friends that are vegetarian that get sick when the wind blows. And I have friends that eat garbage that get sick when the wind blows. It seems like there's kind of no rhyme or reason. I always wonder sometimes, you know, I mean, obviously diet plays a big difference, but I know people that are incredibly unhealthy, and I don't think they've ever been sick up till this point, mind you. And then I have people that do everything right, but they're so frail. I mean, how much of this is body makeup, and how much of it is just maybe genetics? You kind of wonder.
Right. I mean, one issue that people don't even think about being associated with immunity is fiber. And fiber is necessary for us to feed the probiotic bacteria in our large intestine. They actually ferment that. The intestinal cells are dependent on these organisms, these probiotics, making food for them. The short-chain fatty acids that they use for fuel are actually generated by the probiotics fermenting fiber and turning them into a fuel for the gut cells, for the intestinal lining. And when we're talking about, for example, medicinal mushrooms, and we have a product, for example, called Immune Renew, which is it contains a standardized astragalus root extract with a beta-glucan-rich mushroom blend from the mycelium, from the roots of 8 certified organic mushrooms grown in California. And how do the mushrooms work? These mushrooms are believed to work because of their beta-glucan content. And beta-glucans are nothing more than fiber. That they're taking the cell walls of the mushroom mycelium by the mushroom roots and fermenting them to make the short-chain fatty acids that are necessary for our gut cells, but they're also feeding bifidobacteria and other probiotics in our gut. And so fiber, including eating mushrooms, eating grains, barley is a good source of this, for example, or yeast. The cell walls themselves become prebiotic fiber. They feed these organisms. The organisms provide immunity. They keep our immune system intact so we don't have a challenge of a weak gut lining that is allowing undigested foods to pass in and trigger immune reactions, which uses up a lot of our immune capability. So digestive competence depends on having probiotics. Probiotics depend on having fiber. Eating mushrooms and grains and yeasts and other things that have these cell walls that can be turned into a food for these probiotics is part of this whole cycle. We depend on this. Our immune system needs this.
Well, let me ask you, is it different for men than women? Do we both address our immune systems equally, or is it different?
Well, there are some metabolic differences in men and women, but and there's differences in diet and metabolism. But we all have the same, more or less, probiotic needs. We have the same structures in our guts. We have the same immune cells. So there might be difference in kind or in amount or something like that, but not in the basic structures and organisms involved. And, you know, we often see that men tend to eat more red meat and less produce, for example. So that does affect our immunity. You know, if you're getting less fiber, and iron, by the way, which is in red meat and you don't absorb as much from vegetarian diets, from plant-based diets, iron actually triggers bacterial growth and not necessarily the good kind that we want. So iron is a fuel for these organisms that are coming in. Having an excess of iron and not having the controls of the iron, which rely on things like plant-based materials, the phytic acid that are in various vegetables, for example, is a way that we control the intake of iron. Having certain proteins that control and ferry the iron through the body safely, and so it doesn't tend to promote a proliferation of organisms that you don't want there. So iron is a factor in bacterial growth, and you don't want to have too much iron or too much uncontrolled iron specifically. That's why one reason why heart disease rates tend to increase in women after menopause when they stop menstruating and losing iron through menstruation. That's why men who don't donate blood tend to have better control of their iron, and that's why a lot of men use the iron-free multis as they age, and even older women tend to go to iron-free multis after menopause because they don't want the excess iron.
One question just came in by about five different people, and they said they just want to know your yes or no. Do you think the smart thing to do right now is to not travel or to travel wisely and with more preparation?
Well, it's wiser not to travel, but if you do, use precautions. You might want to wear a face mask in public. You might want to carry a little bottle of some kind of antiseptic hand cleaner to keep clean. Carry a little pocket pack of tissues so that you have something to throw out, not using a handkerchief or something like that, or your sleeve, or, you know, nothing. So precautions are definitely recommended, and if possible, postpone travel until we get a handle on what's happening here. I don't think the world has a good sense of how big this is, how risky it is, how to control it, and most of the controls right now are going to be through quarantines. So avoiding exposure and keeping the hygienic things that the Center for Disease Control recommends are definitely good ideas, and keep up your nutrition. Take a multivitamin, consider one of these herbal-type formulas, get a good probiotic. Make sure you're getting your nutrition. Try to not stress over this and get some sleep, and, you know, make sure your immune system has what it needs, including rest.
Well, I do appreciate it, Neil. I thank you so much for being here today, and thanks you for that information, because I know it's invaluable, and I know a lot of people have been waiting for you to come back, and hopefully it was, you know, soon, so they were able to get some information. You have a wonderful day, and keep up all the good work, because we really appreciate all you do in the industry.
All right. I hope to see you in Anaheim at the trade show coming up.
Yes, sir. I will be there in person.
Oh, we'll be traveling.
No, I'll definitely be there.
All right. Be careful.
Thank you, Neil. Have a good day. Bye-bye. My guest today, Neil Levin, representing Now Foods. Neil is an amazing resource for this updated information, and I hope that you enjoyed those informational tidbits. Because, you know, we're all wondering, you know, we're all over here, you know, but the thing is, over here, you know, still means, you know, over there, because everybody moves around this planet so much and brings with them their germs. And, you know, somebody said to me one time, they live in Las Vegas, and they said, you go near the strip? And the answer was, no, I don't want to go down there during flu and cold season because I don't want to get sick. And somebody said, you do realize that all the people that work on the strip also go to your grocery stores and go to other stores. So, you know, you're coming in contact with the people whether you're down there or not. So you can't control the germs that are coming at you. What you can control is your body and how strong and healthy it is. And that's why these great products, you know, are so beneficial. The Alibiotic, of course, all the elderberry products, the immune formulas that come in from Now Foods, these are very high quality and things that you can ask about at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. I call them a full-service store because there's so much wrapped into one environment. The best products on every single department, the most knowledgeable staff, which is priceless, amazing amounts of information, education, and up-to-date relevant information, once again, priceless, very passionate about what they do, and at the same time, being there to make sure that you have the best chance to be as healthy as you possibly can. And today, that's so important. I don't know when it was that we stopped really focusing on our health as much as we should, but what we do need to do right now is focus on our health as much as we can, because it is that important. And I hope that you'll take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family. Did you know that they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? So let's talk longevity. They're in their fourth decade in the Valley. So going to Stay Healthy is going to make your life better, healthier, and with a better chance of better health more than ever before, because you're going to have that dialogue and that one-on-one relationship with people that are going to be there just for you, for your great health. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, print a coupon, leave your email address for future newsletters, and don't forget their new service. Send them an email to contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com. Leave your order, and it'll be ready when you get to the store. Another great service. Thank you for tuning into the show. I'll be here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, with the best guest in the industry, and it's all about bringing the best information to everyone. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.